Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming bowling pins while riding a unicycle? Yeah, that's pretty much life with ADHD sometimes, right? But hey, I'm not complaining. It's an adventure, for sure. And just like any good adventure, it helps to have a map, a compass, and maybe a trusty sidekick, or in this case, a podcast. Today, we're tackling something super important. Goal setting. You know, those little things that keep us moving forward, or at least prevent us from tripping over our own feet. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Setting goals can be a challenge when your brain is wired like a disco ball on overdrive. But fear not, my friends. Because with the right techniques, you can turn those fuzzy aspirations into concrete achievements. Get ready to unleash your inner badass, because we're about to break down some seriously effective goal-setting strategies that are tailored for us ADHD warriors. First up, ditch the grandiose plans. I mean, who hasn't started a year with the ambition of writing a novel, learning a new language, and becoming a marathon runner? Spoiler alert, it usually ends with a crumpled ball of paper and a pizza delivery. Start small, my friends. Think mini goals that feel manageable and achievable. Maybe it's tackling that one email you've been procrastinating on or finally cleaning out your inbox. Celebrate those tiny victories because they build momentum. Next, embrace the power of visual cues. Our brains are wired for visuals, so make those goals pop. Think sticky notes, colorful calendars, vision boards, anything that captures your attention and keeps you motivated. Trust me. Staring at a plain to-do list ain't gonna cut it. We need some pizzazz. Make it fun, make it personal, and put it somewhere you can't miss it. Speaking of reminders, set up those notifications. You know, the ones that pop up like a friendly nudge when you're about to stray from your path? Use them wisely. Schedule alerts for tasks, deadlines, or even just those moments of self-care you deserve. We need all the help we can get to stay on track. Now, let's talk about flexibility. Life with ADHD is like a roller coaster. Unexpected twists and turns are inevitable. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go according to plan. Instead, adjust your goals as needed, celebrate those small wins along the way, and remember to be kind to yourself. Finally, surround yourself with support. Connect with other ADHD warriors, share your struggles and successes, and find a community that understands the unique challenges you face. Knowing you're not alone can make all the difference. Remember, we're in this together. Let me tell you a story about my friend Emily. She wanted to start running again after years of neglecting her fitness goals. So she set out with an ambitious plan. Run a half marathon in 6 months. Sounds great, right? But Emily is also an ADHD superstar, and you know how those brains work. They love excitement, but sometimes struggle with the nitty-gritty details. She got overwhelmed with planning, researching training schedules, and finding the perfect running shoes. She started doubting herself, thinking maybe she wasn't cut out for this. Sound familiar? But then, she realized something. She didn't have to do it all at once. Emily broke down her goal into smaller, manageable steps. She started with a 15-minute run 3 times a week, focusing on enjoying the fresh air and feeling good. She joined a running group for social support and accountability. And slowly but surely, she built up her endurance and confidence. Emily's story is a perfect example of how these techniques work. By starting small, visualizing her success, using reminders, embracing flexibility, and seeking support, she transformed her dream into reality. And guess what? She not only completed the half marathon but also discovered a newfound love for running. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to conquer those goal-setting challenges head-on. Remember, start small, visualize your success, set reminders, embrace flexibility, and build a support system. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest struggles with goal setting? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join our conversation on social media. Use the hashtag ADHDFocus to connect with fellow warriors and let's inspire each other to achieve greatness. Until next time, keep those goals shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.